যার ঈশ্বরে ভগবতী দেখা যেই রঞ্জসার কি প্রহ্লাদ মহারাজ সূর্যদেবাই কাইন্ডস অফ যোগ অ্যান্ড পারপাস অফ যোগ ইজ বীজ নির্হরণম বীজ হুইচ ইজ sprouting in so many trees and branches or material intelligence. So that means that seed has to be called extremely bija viraharanam. It's like during any season we find various kinds of vegetation. And during summer season, they all dry. During winter, just like in your country, during winter season, there is no leaf. All trees are simply wood standing. But as soon as there is spring, leaves come up. Sprout. So why? Because the source or the cause of the leaves coming out is already there. So bija viraharanam. This propensity for sense gratification is just like a bee. The same example. All the grasses, all the defined vegetation dry up. And as soon as there is favorable condition, little water. But because the seed is there, yes, again come out. Again come out. So artificially stopping the senses will not help them. This is yogi. By artificial means, they try to control the sense. And that is not help. As soon as there is favorable circumstances, they will come. There are many instances. And that is repeatedly expressed in Bhagavad Gita. Param Vishwamitra, during Vishwamitra Muni, great yogi, he also prayed. He was in great meditation. And as soon as there was a charm committing a very nice, beautiful woman, he said, Prahlad Maharaj is a governor, not that type of yoga. It is there. It is there. There are so many instances. He said, that bija nirharanam yoga prabaha parama yoga. Accept this, what is called, extinguishing or importing, importing, making the seed important, namo sacrifice. Stop the sacrifice process. So actually, being never becomes important. It remains important. In the case of devotees, that the potency is there, but devotees become so advanced that they have no more any interest in this potency. That is, it is not that a devotee is important. Just like this Ramakrishna, he became important, and a falsely claimed that he called his wife mother. That is a history. I heard it from my Guru Maharaj. It is not a false statement. Mm-hmm. Yes, this man was in his young days, was very, very much fond of all night. And in India, there is no free listing with all night. You have to be in a high class Brahmin family, so he has no chance. So all the lower class young girls, they are handsome for this. He and one of his friends, and that friend, the stated person, he is very. So when his brother thought that my brother is quarreling, so he very deeply regarded, he got him married and settled him as a priest, assistant priest in the temple. His brother was priest. But he was imported. There is no possibility of sex life. Therefore, he adopted this way, that I am seeing everyone as my mother. That made him sin. He has no other alternative. So not that type of a devotee is not rejecting sex life under false pretension. A devotee is completely potent, but he just does not like param vishyadi vattam. He finds that the whole world is captivated by sex life. Why? Because they have no other object of being captivated. They do not know that there is Krishna and he is more alluring than sex life. They are no importance. That's a material enjoyment, not like that. The legs should not be seen, it must be covered. You can sit down that way, but it should be covered. Before sitting and before duty, the legs should not be open. So these are the harama. There are two kinds of dealing here. One, it's like in the hot kitchen. Every day there is a curry. It is not. If you say, these patients are very fortunate. They are having every day curry. And because the first thing the physician has stopped eating, for some disease, they have said, suffering from fever or typhoid, necessarily no solid food. So, does it mean that they are observing eternity? No. The desire is there, but he is forced to abstain under the instruction of the doctor. But that kind of forced abstination has no value. That man, as soon as he is cured from the disease condition, he is. So, that is not Vijayana. Vijayana means that although he is potent, completely potent. There's a Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, the Kartikeya, the birth of Kartikeya. Lord Shiva was in meditation, and there was fight between the demons and the demigods, and they were defeated, the demigods, so therefore there was plan that there must be a commander-in-chief so powerful that he must be born out of the stamina of Lord Shiva. That was the plan. So Lord Shiva was at that time a meditator. So he was induced to be sexually agitated by sending Parvati, young girl, and she was worshipping. From that the Linga worship, Divalinga worship has begun. telling the system, so he was worshipping the genital of Lord Shiva, but still he was silent. So that is remarked by Kalidasa, that here is a bhīra. The young girl touching the genital of Lord Shiva is still unrepentant. But that does not mean he was impotent. No, he was potent. But when he was informed that he won for the child, then he became Kartikeya. So having potency, he could be a child, but he could control us. That is also the certain meaning of our people. Control means whenever it is required, he will use his senses. But when it is not required, he will control. Not that to become, by artificial means, to become important and conscious. No. Vision is around. More, right?
बीजनेर हरणम जोग प्रवाह परम दिय
सो हाउ टू कंट्रोल सेंसेस कंट्रोलिंग सेंसेस मीन स्टॉपिंग फादर प्रैक्टिफिकेशन ऑफ दिस मटेरियल टू रिमेन ब्रह्मचारी इफ वन कीप्स हिमसेल्फ स्ट्रिक्टली ब्रह्मचारी He becomes free from all bothers of this material world. No more, he is free. He can live anywhere, any circumstances, very happily. Because the Vijayaharam, Brahma Sarati, means very much free. In Brahma consciousness, Krishna consciousness, he has no more any desire. He simply lies in class, and in Brahma said he can lie down anywhere on the floor. He doesn't require any apartment. He doesn't require any nice bedstead. He is very sound. Any kind of eating is giving strength. And he simply eats. There is no need of eating too much or any fatty things, because by nature, I have seen actually in my household life, there was a servant, a young boy, about 21 years, but he was eating only corn. he was getting only some 20 rupees in those days, so he was saving some money. So eating corn, so he was crushing corn, the portion which is powder, he used to make chapati from the corn. And the portion which was very hard, he used to make as rice, boiled. So he was actually eating that chapati and rice and nothing else, but so strong. No meat, no fat. And so such a young man, in that age, between 15 to 24 years, there is by nature supply of energy that whatever he eats, if he can digest, he will be strong and strong. The woman, by nature, they are supply with extra fat. Even though a man with a children are being the body of the child is his own, it still remains healthy. By nature, it's a cow. Cow, what are they eating? They're eating grass, dry grass. But they're getting full of vitamin, fat, otherwise not found in it. Get back. So how you can derive fat from dry grass? Is there any scientist? who can draw fat from diagrams, but where from this cow is getting, you can go and see. Why? How he is getting fat? A meter. A meter, there is any element that at a certain age, if you keep yourself strictly of the principles of nature, you get my strength to become happy. Because you violate the laws of nature, therefore you have to compensate with this way, like medicine, like vitamin D, like this and that. That is it. Modern research. From the Pullanwala's beginning of instruction was Kaumanavasarusprakadharma. From the stage of Kauman, from just after 5 years, the children should be engaged in understanding what is life. That is Manita. From 5 years to 25 years, that is. Or 20 years, the train, that division and this division, is it possible to compare? No, it's not possible. Here we are behaving simply cats and dogs, and training them like cats and dogs, and we want to. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, when there is increase of the cats and dogs, the whole world is just like a hell. It's just like a hell. So the training of the children is the most essential part of human civilization. Kaumarama, from the very nature, trained out in Brahmacharya, then nice population will come. The whole world will be peaceful, just like Bacon. Nobody will be angry. Nobody will be violent, nobody will be very positive. By law, you cannot say. You make them cats and dogs and you want to save them by law. That is not possible. Kaumanavasa is part of dharma. And that brahmacharya is dharmāna bhāgavatam. There are different kinds of dharma. But Bhagavata, the dharma which enlightens one to understand God and relation with God. That is real dharma. This is like Krishna is teaching. Sarva dharmān paśyate, all divable nonsense here. Give up this Hinduism, this religion, that religion. No. Real religion is here, different, and that is Bhagavata. Dharmāna Bhagavata. And your relation to understand your relationship is God. What is that? You are eternal servant. Therefore, you must surrender. You must carry out the honor of Kṛṣṇa. Then you are good. Otherwise, there is no Kṛṣṇa. Dharmāna Bhagavata. Thus, Prahlāda Maharaj says that to make the deed, the deed of gratifying the senses, there are many different ways. They describe the Hatha Yogi by artificial dhyana, dharana, asana. They are described. Prahlāda Maharaj says, Tatra upaya sahasrana. There are 100,000. I accept that your process is very nice. Everyone will say, my process is my business, my education. That's all right. Surely, just like Prabhupada Saraswati says, he is Sadhava. You are very learned scholar, Sadhu. That's all right. He is Sadhava. Safalameva vihaya dhula. My only request is that whatever you have done, please, for the time being, take it. What is it? His father. Sakala meva vihara. The same thing. As Krishna says, sarva dharman paritaj. Give up all other resources. There are many, many thousands, but he give up them. Throw them out. It's simply surrender. This is real. Similarly, Prabhupada Saraswati says, hey, Sadhava, you are very learned, you are very good devotee, and you are all right, but whatever nonsense you have learned, kindly set aside for yourself. Forget that you are a very learned man, you are a very good scholar, you are a very good leader and yogi, that's all right. But my request is, for the time being, please set them aside. Then what to do? Sakalameva vihaya dukha, chaitanya sanna charane guru dhanu dhalam. Kindly give your attention to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. This is our wish. So you are very good, advanced, brilliant man, and you know everything, you are sadhu, that's all right, but kindly set them aside for the time being and try to understand the teachings of life. Sakalam Rabyana. Pranad Maharaj also said that, where did that go? I see. Tumi je khao na, tamkaru dholbati dharta. Na na, gunya na vedi dharta. Gumta vada vedi dharta, kanali suri dharta. Gum paas chetra kena vada vedi dharta. Kumalya, dhankara. Anyone who is cheating may not kindly sit down here. That is very much disturbing. Yes. It is better to sleep to a sarita that night.
Satrupaya sastranam ayam bhagavatud.
Although there are many thousands of ways and means. But here, Bhagavatam, as it is directly said by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The same thing. Bhagavatam, what is Bhagavatam called? Why is Supreme Personality not there? It is here. Sarva-dharmān paritaj-māvaram. It is simply fundamentally. What is the division? If you don't surrender, that is different reason. But this is the instruction of you. Pranad Maharaj says, Bhagavad told you. As it is instructed by the Lord Himself, that process is the best one. There are many other different processes. But this process is best. Bhagavatam is a Siddhar Swami gives. This is called comment. Siddhar Swami is giving that what is Bhagavatam? Tadeva Tadevam Jnanaprakaram Ukta Tat Sadhanam Dharmasya Tattam Naradaptam Eva Aha Tatriti Panjo. Bhagavata Gita. Here, Siddhar Swami says, Naradakta. The Nara is also sometimes called Bhagavan. The great devotee is also called Bhagavan. Because great devotee means Nara is engaged in preaching devotional service to the Lord. Or any very, very powerful living entity sometimes addressed And Bhagavan, there is a Lord Shiva is sometimes called Bhagavan. Similarly, here, Prahlad Maharaj learned from Narada, so he is calling Bhagavatudu. He can't take otherwise, because whatever Narada speaks, that is spoken by the Lord. Or if you say Narada addresses Bhagavan, that also applicable. So, Srila Swamiji notes that
Tadeva jnana prakaram muktata sadhanam dharma satattam naradattam eva aha tatriti pandi. Jai dharma jathana sthikai rati riti jatat ayam upaya bhagavatukta.
The perfect process is spoken by the Supreme Lord or by the Sanjay.
Tadai Gita Su, and he is immediately quoting from Bhagavad Gita. Yat Karoti. Yat Karoti, Yat Juhoti, Tadati Yat, Yat Tapasthati Tantya Tat Kurusha Madarpanam, Bhaktyavam Abhijanati, Javan Jatyami Tattva.
He is quoting directly from the Bhagavad Gita, that this is the process, that you have to give everything to the Lord. Just for whatever you do, the result should be given to the Lord. Just for whatever you eat, the result, that should be given, first of all, to the Supreme Lord. And just for the Jajjuhasi, Jadasnasi, Jatapasthasi, if you are very much anxious to meditate and undergo austerities, penances, do it for Krishna. Do it for Krishna. Observe daily ekadashi, that is it. Of course, ekadashi is there, but there are many devotees who try to minimize eating as far as possible. That is good. That is tapasya. Tapasya means voluntarily accepting some duty of the body. If I don't eat sufficiently, I shall become weak. But it's still in this heart, voluntary. So that a full concentration can be given in the matter of chanting Hare. Tapasya. Yat tapasyati purusha tanma dasam. Do it for me. And another verse is quoting, Vaktanam Vijanati. You cannot understand God by any other means except devotional service. The Lord Himself says, Vaktanam only through it. They say, Jatavaktatapa. Whatever way I accept, that will lead me to the ultimate goal. That is Ramakrishna mission. Jatavaktatapa. Whatever demigod I worship, it is as good as worship in the Supreme Lord. This is that. But according to Bhagavad Gita, no. Bhaktavam, you cannot understand the Supreme Lord by karma, jnana, yoga. It is not possible. They may help to a certain extent, but there is possibility of falling down. The greater possibility of falling down than success. There is no guarantee in any other. The only guarantee process is devotional service. Without devotional service, you cannot service. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj recommends the Bhagavatam. So, what is spoken by the Lord or in the same way, that is the perfect method of self-realization. And getting out of this material entirely.
How it begins? Jadishare Bhagavati Jatha Jai Ranjasarati.
Somehow or other, your attachment should be for Krishna. Dina Dina Prakara. Supra Goswami also says, Dina Dina Prakara. Never mind whichever way it is possible, try to engage oneself in Krishna consciousness. That is the way. Then, Sarve Vidhi Vidhi Rasu Vita Yaleva Sangha. Other rules and regulations you can see later on. You can see later on. Because if one is actually attached to Krishna, he will develop all good qualities without any doubt. Not by simply like forcing him to do this, do that. No. The only thing is that he is serious to be always chanting Hare Krishna. Then all other things will automatically come.
Jarishkare Bhagavad Jatha.
Now, we have to, so far, rules and regulations is concerned. That is also required. Both ways we have to try. But the rules and regulations make us automatically, in a mechanical way, attached to Krishna. This is just like this is a rule. Everyone should rise early in the morning. This is compulsory. Early in the morning. What do you do that? To go. Of course, one who is engaged extraordinarily, then different thing. Generally, if you go to bed at 10, you will sleep in 6 hours soundly. More than sleep in 6 hours, it is delusion. 6 hours, you can get up at 4. Those who cannot follow, those who cannot rise, in spite of going at 10 to bed, then he should not eat at night. Then he will be forced to eat. There is no reason. Don't eat at night. Then he will eat. So one night and belly. That will make him sleep more. So he should not overeat. Then,
गुरु शुश्रूषया भक्त्या सर्वलाभा त्वनेन च
व्हाट इज दैट फर्स्ट थिंग इज टू सर्व द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर गुरु शुश्रूषा शुश्रूषा मीन्स सर्विस ब्रह्मचारी इज सपोज to work as a menial servant of the spiritual master. Not only menial servant, whatever he collects, he should immediately deliver to him. He should not think that, oh, I have collected so much, it is my money. He should immediately deliver.
Guru Shushrushaya Bhaktya.
That is not a mechanical bhakta. The first beginning of bhakti, devotion, begins from Guru. Guru Shushrushaya Bhaktya.
Guru Shushrushaya Bhaktya Sarva Labhar Svaninata.
And whatever we gain, well, the duties of Brahmachari is described by Narada Muni. He stated that one who is living under the guidance of spiritual master. The same thing, sarva lābhātmana, whatever he gains, whatever he makes profit, is to be immediately offered to Guru. And so far eating, unless the Guru calls him, my dear boy, please come and take prasadam, he should not do. If one day he forgets, Paul is trying to devote yours. Student, then he should not say, he should start. That means without permission of the Guru, he cannot eat. There is someone to speak. That is very difficult to follow at the present moment. It is not possible. But as far as possible, the regulation given by the spiritual master must be faithfully followed. That is the beginning, Prahlad Maharaj.
Guru Sushru Saya Bhaktya Sarva Labha Kanilaka Sangena Sadhu Bhaktyanam.
And Atiti Sanskriti as Sadhu. Sadhu means those who are engaged in devotional service. And more clearly, Bhaktanam. Sadhu means whose characters are spotless. They are called Sadhu. And especially, unless one's character is spotless, he cannot be a pure devotee.
Here it is said that
one should engage himself very sincerely and with devotion to serve the spiritual master in the association of sadhu bhaktanam, in the association of nicely, good character, man, and devotee. And what are they? What they will do? That we are all devotees? No.
Say, Diva Bhattana, Ishara Aradhane Nata.
Ishara Aradhane. Being engaged in the service of the Lord. Not that a guru will say, there is no need of deity worship. I am God. That is another way. Just like you chant the duty of Guru, spiritual master is Sinigrara Hananistanana Sringaratana Mandiramajana Juttasya Vaptan Sanjangatopi Bandhi Vidasti Karana. He is engaged the student in the worship of the duty. No center should be without duty. But if there is no arrangement, if there is no qualified person devotee to assist, it may not be taken up the only chanting of Hare Krishna mantra of the earth. But if there is possibility, duty worship must be done. But not neglectful. Duty worship is very difficult. Not a mrithasa. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, Diti Vasi is also stopped. Harendamaiva Kevana. All right, you cannot worship Diti Vasi. Dapari Parishadjaya, it was possible. What is this of you? You are coming in here. You will be so called Hindu. You cannot worship this. It is a matter of routine. Let me get some hired priest. Please come and throw some water, flour and water. Let me teach you very well. The such kind of duty worship is worship. Duty worship is to be done very nicely according to the rules and regulations. Prahlad Maharaj says, these are the first thing is that we have to accept what is directly spoken by the Supreme Lord. That principle we should accept. Through each bona fide representative. And then that surrender begins surrendering to the spiritual master. Because spiritual master is the representative of Krishna. Therefore, we cannot see eye to eye Krishna. Therefore, the surrendering process begins from the point where surrendering to the spiritual mind. Sadvidhi pranipati, no? Pranipati means surrender. Sadvidhi pranipati, no? Paripasthi, no? Sivaya. That you have to learn the transcendental science. First business is pranipa, prakriti rupena nipa, this falling down just like a rod. That is pranipa. Nipa, nipa means fall down. Pranipa sena. Tadvidhi pranipa sena. Pariprasena. Also in very question. Pariprasena. Sivaya. But that pariprasena should not be without seva. The whole process is seva. Sevanasi Vidhivadam Sameva Shrattata. The more you are engaged in service, then more you are not. If we can engage ourselves 24 hours in the service, that is very good. That's why we have to minimize everything. Take time simply to render service. Simply to render service. That instruction everywhere. That is deepening, that is instruction in Bhagavad Gita. So if you want to learn the transcendental science, then that will be try to understand. That will be Sanipatana. Here also, Pullanvaya. That is the Shivasthi. Sadhu, Guru, Shastra, Vakra, Pineke Koya. A sadhu, Pullanvaya is sadhu. He's speaking. The words which he has heard from his Guru, Nara, and that there is no discrepancy with the Shastra. Whatever he is speaking, that is stated in the Shastra. It's like he is a Guru who speaks here. So that is stated in the Shastra. Sadhu Buddhasram, Sadhvidhi Pripatena, Sadhvijnana Santa Guru Meva Avivati. It is Shastra. And Pullanvaya is speaking the same thing under the instruction of Narada. These three things are very important. Sadhu, Guru, Shastra. Sadhu, Guru, Shastra, Vakra, Pineke, Koya, Oikya. So there is no difficulty how to find out bona fide stuff, anything. When we are expert in understanding or following the instruction of Sadhu, Guru, then it is easier to understand that. Jasya devi paralakti, jatha devi tatha guru. One who has got unflinching faith, paralakti, unflinching faith, jasya devi, devi means God. Jasya devi paralakti, jatha devi tatha guru. Similarly, as much faith he has got in Krishna, a similar faith he has got to his Guru. Not that Guru is a man, he is not a man, so not such a man. Let me directly understand Krishna, then see. One cannot understand Krishna without going through the Guru. Besides, he is speaking the exact truth because he has gotten the knowledge from Narada. Yathāra-yuthāra. Tasvaiti-patitāyasthā prakāsanti mahāna. So all the Vedic literature will be revealed. The meaning of the Vedic literature will be revealed to him. This is spiritual process. The spiritual process is not that I am very learned man, I am very good scholar, therefore I am learning by reading myself. No. He will not understand anything. Even a scholar like Dr. Radhakrishna, he is also mediocre. For the speak of others. He is also mediocre. Because yes, he is not understanding Bhagavad Gita through Guru. He is a Guru. He is very much proud of his so-called academic ability. But that is not the problem. Here is the process, and go to the Dalai Lama Maharaj. He could not find him there, and he had a disciple like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. And he was eager, but when he was speaking, he was speaking correct to the top. How it happened? Yasadevi parāvati, yathādevi tathāvati, tathāvati kapitāvata, tathāvati kapitāvata.
Guru sutta sraya bhaktya sarva labhāya pranena ca saṅgena sādhu bhaktya nām īśara ārādhanena ca. Satriva antarangān dharvanāha guru sutta sraya bhaktya prīmna sarvesaṁ sradhyānāṁ atmanīna.
each other.